The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. They're back onto this controversial third runway for Heathrow. Adam, why is it controversial?
It's only taken us 40 years.
That's right.
This process, inquiries, reviews, all sorts of investigations. But it's controversial because Heathrow Airport's expansion means that basically they have to flatten two villages that are nearby. 800 homes will have to be got rid of. There's increased noise and pollution. Boris Johnson, the Foreign Secretary, ex-London Mayor, is very against this. In fact, at one stage he said he would lie down in front of the bulldozers. I wonder if he still will as Foreign Secretary, but he has suggested that essentially this will make London the city of planes. We'll have too many aeroplanes. At the same time, a number of MPs have threatened to resign. The London Mayor, Sadiq Khan, says it's the wrong decision. David Cameron, as PM, said this would not happen. But what we know is, and we've known this for 40 years, is that something needs to expand, because otherwise we lose all that air traffic to our rivals in Frankfurt and Schiphol and Paris.
Right. Well, now, to more important matters, to remove the term Essex girls from the dictionary.
Yeah, interesting this, because it's two Essex women rather than girls. But anyway, two Essex women have decided that they want the phrase removed because they say it is used out of rudeness and prejudice and is downright offensive, and the Oxford English Dictionary should not have it in. The actual definition, I'll slightly shorten it, is an Essex girl is a term for a young woman, supposedly from Essex, characterised as unintelligent, materialistic, devoid of taste and promiscuous.
Mm.
You can see why young Natasha
absolutely
don't want it. But the interesting thing about this is the Oxford English Dictionary says they never delete a word or definition. They might add to them, but they never delete. But I had no idea.
Well, no, me either. How did it get there? I had no idea that Essex girls had a reputation for being unintelligent, materialistic, devoid of taste and sexually promiscuous. You're not married to one, are you, Adam?
There are Essex girls in the family, so I have to tread very carefully.
There he is. Adam Gilchrist in London.